Hey, what's up, guys? So funny. When I first moved to Vegas, I started doing podcasts, you know, here and there. And I took a break for a minute, and I started focusing on other things. But it's so funny, when I came back to start again, I couldn't find the app. I was like, where the hell is the app? So I had to go and actually Google the name of the app. It was there. It was on my phone, but I just couldn't find it. Hi, how you doing? Yeah, I'm back. I'm still in Vegas. A lot's been going on. I started selling toys and collectibles and Marvel Legends and all kind of, you know, Funko Pops and all that good stuff. And it was going very well. You know, I couldn't even complain. It was going very well. But the market is starting to change now, because I know a lot of the pop collectors complain about people who flip pops. You know, people who buy pops, you know, before the collectors do, and then go and put them on eBay and Amazon and et cetera, and Mercari, and make money. They don't like that because they feel like it's taking the pops away from them before they get a chance to get them. I'm not mad at that. I can see, like, if you collect something and you go to get it and it's not there. But the complaints, I believe, got back to Funko. So when Funko would only make a small amount of a certain toy, now they make extra because, you know, people complain they don't have a chance to get it. So that's cool, but now there's extra left over. So the value of what you're getting is less because anybody can get it. But when they made less and people were flipping them, it made it harder for the collectors to get them, which made it rare, which made the value go up. So I get if you just want to collect just to collect, but I feel like you want your collection to be worth something. So it's like comic books back in the day. They made so many copies of certain issues that there was no value because everybody had it. You know, there was certain ones, like certain comics that you could say, oh, they only made this many, or, you know, such and such and such was the artist and whatever. But they made so many that when I had to move, I had to sell my comics. I didn't get any money because they were a dime a dozen. Like, nobody cared. Like, if I would have held on to them until now, maybe I would have made a little bit more money. But I feel like I got out when it was time to get out. You know, I miss my comics. I love them. I wish I could start again, but it is what it is. And the same thing with this Funko Pop thing. You know, I have a whole collection of Black Panther. That's mine. Like, I don't want to get rid of that. I love that, you know. But I feel right now, as far as me, I'm not going to call myself a flipper because I consider myself a business. You know, I was going, waking up 6 o'clock in the morning, going to Target, you know, getting pops, coming back. You know, sometimes I would get two. If it was a Black Panther, I'd add it to my collection. If it wasn't, I'll sell it, you know. And I got a closet full of toys in a game that I believe is starting to... It's starting to get slow. You know, they just built a store in California, a Funko store. So now that's even more availability to pops. They're supposed to be building one in New York. So that's even more availability to pops. So it's like the more that they're available, the less rare they are. And the more likely people will be able to get them. And, you know, that's when things start collapsing upon themselves. You know, it's like Forever 21 is closing now because they have so many stores, I guess, you know. I don't even know about Forever 21, but I'm guessing that was the case. You know, a lot of businesses, you know. So me as a business, I feel like it's time for me to tap out and regroup, you know. So that's what's going on with me. But it wasn't a bad run. I had a good run. Like, I made some money, you know. I made some money, lost some money. A couple of packages that a couple of items that I ordered, they went to Brooklyn because my address on PayPal for some reason was still Brooklyn. So I lost a couple of packages. I got a package stolen because we have this thing called the hub here where your packages come, you punch in the code, you get your package. They changed it, but before, if you had two packages, the door would open for one, you get that one, and the door would open for the second one. So you walk away with one package, and the door is open, and your other package is there waiting. So that's what happened to me. I didn't know. I walked away, and somebody took my other package. I mean, Amazon, thank God for Amazon. I love you guys. You're fucking awesome. They refunded me right away. They were like, yo, don't worry about it. We got you. Boom, boom, boom. But I did take a couple of losses. Right now, I'm trying to think of my next move. I'm going to start a tier membership, VIP membership on my TimothyDark.net page. That's the next move, you know? Everything, all my music, that the singles that I'm going to be putting out are only going to be available to those people to subscribe. You know, everything else, you know, that's there is going to be there. But, like, this new stuff and, you know, the new merch I'm working on new sweaters and t-shirts, etc. So I'm still moving, man. I'm still moving. You know, life, sometimes life tries to knock you down, but you got to keep moving. You just got to say, hey, I made it this far. What can stop me now? You know, I've been through so much and I'm still here and I'm still going and I still have faith. And after this, I'm about to say my prayers. You know, I need to say my prayers. I've been, you know, skipping nights because I was tired and I need to do that. That makes me feel good. That makes me, you know, that helps me connect with the spiritual world. And you know, I get to thank everybody that was, you know, here when I was growing up that helped me out and got me this far. So that helps me, you know. I know there's a lot of atheists out there. And I'm, you know, that's cool. Like, we don't believe. I'm not going to knock you for that, but I need that, you know. I need that spiritual connection. That's what keeps me going. That's what drives me, you know. That's what got me this far, you know. That's what got black people this far, you know. Without prayer and, you know, spirituality and the songs we sang, you know, to get here, like, I don't think we would have made it, you know. So God is part of my life. And on that note, I'm out. Until the next time. It feels good to be back. I'm glad I found that app. Love you guys. And as always, these are the last days of dark. Live them up.